It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Well, hello, hello. Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way. Today, we are talking about a very exciting summer activity that, it happens more than, I think, just in the summer. But, you know, here in Fairbanks and in the interior, it definitely is a summertime thing. But we're talking about the rodeo. So I've got Frank Koloski here with Rodeo Alaska. Frank, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Oh, my God, your voice. This is great. So, okay, so tell me a little bit about the rodeo and about the mission and what you guys do.
Well, we've been blessed to come into the Golden Heart City for about 12 years now. Our good friends over at Jean's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram,
yes,
our official dealership of Rodeo in Alaska, has been our proud title sponsor to keep us moving in the right direction here for our northernmost rodeo in America.
That's awesome.
Yes, so awesome and so delightful to be here, especially in a great community like this. And I'm blessed and proud to call it now home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think some of the cool stuff is, I don't realize how many ranchers we have here.
Yes.
until you come to town, sir.
Well.
And then I find out all the friends and neighbors, and then you got cows everywhere. And I'm like, what do you mean you have cows? I didn't know that. This is great.
Yeah, right in the backyard. And boy, it's they're a bunch of kids is what they are.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, it's not that I take offense to it, but it's like, geez, I just want to reach out and be like, yeah, we have rodeos here and we have a huge and very strong agricultural community.
Yes.
You know, not just people think Delta or Palmer. Delta is huge. They're wonderful folks that work very, very hard. Some that don't even get the chance to come out because this is their prime season,
yeah,
of getting all their work done and hay put up and a lot of cattle ranchers.
A lot of work, for sure.
A lot of work, mm-hmm, for sure. And, hopefully they find a little bit of time in that window to come out. You know, sunshine is, everybody else is out having fun and they're working hard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the life right there. So I guess tell me a little bit about, obviously everything here in the interior is unique. So, you know, being a rancher is pretty unique up here. What's it like? Is it just hard work year round down in the lower 48? Is that what that is? Or what is it?
I think
extra
so.
Extra hard up here all year?
I think so. It's double the work for me up here. And I'm going to just kind of scale it on my level. You know, there's no comparison of the hard work these guys have, these ranchers and hay farmers and, you know, that industry in itself. From the entertainment side of producing rodeos,
yes,
it is hard work. It's time consuming, but it's not on the level, you know, the words are stronger than what they really are. I get the opportunities of doing things like this,
mm-hmm,
and coming in and enjoying a great conversation with you and amongst many others, you know, our partners.
Yes.
Those are the fun and exciting times, getting things set up. Now, the timelines, we have a short window. We,
mm-hmm,
start Memorial Day weekend, we go all the way through Labor Day weekend. So you condense that, where in the lower 48, things are going on all year round.
Yes, yeah. So what is it? You're traveling then? You're all over the state?
Like a traveling carny, really. You know, and I live like a gypsy. I have, you know, it's, you know, we move in one spot and, you know, we're halfway loaded out of there and we're already into another spot. So, you know, and the exciting part is when we go to Kodiak, we put everything on the ferry, the buck and bulls, the horses, the livestock, the steers, the rope and steers and whatnot. And I look at it as a vacation. It's like a cruise.
A little cruise. Yeah, there you go.
It is. Yeah, the unfortunate part, I get seasick very easy.
Oh,
go
that's
figure.
Brutal.
But I look forward to it, though, in the context of just, you know, you kind of can relax for 14 hours while you're on the ship and,
nice,
you know, on the ferry and, Yeah.
It's, like you said, it's a vacation, a rare break.
It is.
In all the chaos.
And Kodiak is so beautiful.
Yeah, for sure it is.
Yeah.
Nice. So how did you get started up here then?
I'm a transplant from Florida back in 95. So now as a contestant, I traveled all over the country when I was rodeoing, coming out of high school. And, not being as good as I wanted to be or thinking, and reality check comes into play of like, you better get up, get a job, and the money is up here.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, if you want to be a tradesman or, you know, whether it's mining or in oil, this is the place to be. And my family's been up here since the early 60s. And actually, my uncle lived right down the street from where I currently live. And who would have thought, fast forward 50 years later or whatever. But, I'm 95. I made the decision to come up here. And I thought I was going to be hanging up my spurs, but I didn't. I was here for a couple weeks and then realized that there were a couple of rodeos around here, and more so some in the British Columbia area. And so I found myself over in Canada for about 8 months before I really come and settled in and got a job and started off as an electrician and still had rodeo stuff going on, I travel outside a little bit when I got the itch. But the promotional side of it kicked in 2010 is when I got started producing rodeos.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about that. So you started producing the rodeos. I mean, what did you just go out and do it, or did you like recruit people to come in and like put on the show? Or?
You know, it happened so quickly, and we were talking about this the other day when I was visiting with the station, and having the resources unavailable and not knowing, but so many people standing behind me to encourage me to produce them. You know, you have the gift of the gab, and you have a lot of people that believe in you, and you have the experience. Why not give it a try? And I laid out a very short list of stipulations, and that most of it was resources. Mm. And before I knew it, they were all lined up. I just had to go and get them. And that was the real realization of like, oh my God, this is a reality. You got to move forward and follow through on this. They went that extra mile to do that.
That's
so
awesome.
Let's put forth the effort. So lo and behold, I found my buck and shoots. I had an arena. I had a location to do it. I had bleachers, the whole nine yards. And we started off with two rodeos in Anchorage in 2010. And then all of a sudden, here we are. And along the way, God has been such a blessing in my life with not only the partners that I've established along the way, the contestants, the help, the amount of people that have believe in us, support us, and the Alaska, putting Alaska on the forefront. We won event of the year of the entire PRCA. What, holy smokes.
That's
huge,
man.
It's very,
that's crazy.
Over everything. You know, people say Texas.
Over Texas. Yeah, exactly.
You know, all right, second largest state in the country. You know,
Gosh, that's great.
Everything's big down there. We're bigger. But all the fun aside and the jokes, it was a very, very pleasant dream that turned into a reality. And I still... You think about things like that and realize how blessed we are, and it's important to embrace the community that supports you.
You know, I think that's beautiful. That's one of the reasons why I love this place so much, is that if you really do have a dream and a passion and a will, then people want to help you. Like, people have resources that they're willing to give you and make it happen. Like, they see your passion.
Yes.
And I mean, it just, you beam with passion when you talk about this, and it's awesome. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, you know, because these are the times you're able to relax and reflect. Having these conversations, then I find myself getting choked up because it's like, man, you don't do this when you're in the midst of all of it. You don't have time because, you know, I want to be a people pleaser. I want everybody to enjoy themselves. I want everybody to have a comfortable seat, cold beer, Pendleton whiskey on the side, maybe, or what have you. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming. Because of you, we're able to keep doing these. So it's hard to kind of reflect. But when I start having conversations like we are right now, and it's like, wow, it's so awesome.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God has blessed me.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, you stick with that passion, and then it just, the whole, the concept of going with the flow is you're in flow. That's what that is, you know, when you're doing what you're meant to do, it all comes to you. It all just makes the magic happen for you.
So I love your words.
It's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. So, tell me about rodeos. You know, is it just bull riding, or is it like, is there more to it? I mean, What do people expect to see when they get there?
Well, people expect to see excitement, and that's exactly what we bring to the table. And it's not just bull riding. We have barrel racing. We have team roping. We have shoot dogging, which is steer wrestling.
We have steer wrestling.
Yes, and these guys are on foot, and they have to take a steer down.
That's awesome.
Then we have a really cool, unique event, and it started in Hawaii, and this has some huge history, and a lot of rodeos on the west side of the Mississippi really have incorporated these into some of their shows, and it's called the double muggin. You have a guy on horseback who will rope the steer, and they're above average size steers, so things get a little western, especially when they're a little wild on the end of a rope. But you have a guy that comes in on the ground that runs in and has to take the steer down. And then the guy that ropes him has to tie three of his legs.
Oh, my.
So this was not an actual rodeo event. This was actually a ranching event or a ranching technique when they're doctoring cattle out on the ranches, you know, on properties or what have you. So you're out in the middle of nowhere, and something like this. And there's a lot of single things, you know, like guys that can take down steers and doctor them, while they're on their own. But this is something that they've kind of uniquely made into an event, and it sure is fun to watch.
Man, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, to your point, this is somebody's just average day job. They're having, this is what they do on a regular, and then they come into an arena, and everybody's just in awe because it's, I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
No, and that's all real cowboy stuff. Dude. That's the real cowboy stuff. We're entertainers, you know, and I mean, we're on the I don't know, you reference a cowboy just because you get on a bull or what have you, but the real hard workers, the ranchers, they're the cowboys.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. Well, I appreciate all of that for sure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way, and we are chatting with Frank over at Rodeo Alaska. So, if you do not know, if you have not somehow heard already, today is the opener of Golden Days Rodeo.
Today is
Music
the
Fest,
day.
Today at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds. So head on down and make that magic happen. So Rodeo Championship starts at 5:00, gates open at 3:00. So, there's still time. Make that happen. So tell me a little bit more then, I suppose. Rodeo is today. We just sort of ran through the schedule. Gates are opening. What's sort of like the first thing people are going to see? What's the competition?
Well, we have a lot of competition, not only just from our locals, and I mean that by in-state. We have quite a few contestants that travel up out of Lower 48, whether they're here working already.
Ooh, exclusive. Yes, come north.
So, come on up north, they're fishing or what have you. So the power of the social media and the webs and stuff like that, all that face page and the Instagrammers and Snapchatties and what have you. So all of that, gets the word out. So we get lots of phone calls really for this one up here because who wouldn't want to take home the coveted buckle of the northernmost rodeo in America?
Right.
And I really, really push on that when I'm in Vegas every year.
Absolutely.
When everybody comes together, all the rodeo committees and what have you. And it's grown to be such a huge, intricate part of our rodeos, and awareness of like, I want that, so that's really cool. So this is always contestant wise is a big turnout for ours. We have like almost 30 bull riders entered up for this weekend. A lot of team ropers.
That's exciting.
We're super excited. And another highlight too is after the rodeo, we have David Lee Murphy coming to perform live for us.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I mean, and dust on the bottle and party crowd, all those classics. Yeah. Everything's gonna be all right. The list goes on, and of course, all of the songs that he's written for other artists, including Kenny Chesney and. You're going to kiss me or not. I can't remember who does that one, but that's just one of the many, many songs that he's written for other artists. And we're so blessed to have him and the Ken Peltier Band up here this weekend joining us tonight, I should say.
That's
we're going to have such a good time right after the rodeo. It's all right there at the fairgrounds, the carnival rides. And we have a little junior rodeo that we had last night, and we had a great showing for that. So all the excitement is, for pre-Golden Days.
Pre-Golden Days. This is perfect. So today's northernmost rodeo in America is held right here, Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds, as part of the Golden Days. Gates open before the competition. So gates open at 3:00. Rodeo's at 5:00. performance live at 7 p.m. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we will chat a little bit more about the details of today's event, what you can expect, and some other details. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at UnitedWayTananaValley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I am Kayla Smith, and today we're visiting with Frank Koloski from Rodeo Alaska, talking about today's northernmost rodeo in America going on today at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds. Doors open at 3 p.m., so there is still time to make that magic happen. You know, before the break, we were chatting a little bit about the history and how it started and everything. And I want to chat a little bit more about the competitors. So, you know, you said that you got people who come up from the lower 48. You know, tell me, where do they come from? I mean, I could assume Texas, but like where else, right?
Oh, you know, believe it or not, I say all over, and it is kind of sporadic. But in particular, this weekend, we have a couple of guys up from Utah, Washington, a guy from California, I think another guy from Mississippi.
Okay, you know, all right.
And our announcer is coming up out of Montana, and then we have our clown that's coming up. The entertainer, I should say.
Yes, sir.
Who's also coming up from Montana.
Now, that's a dangerous job.
Yes.
That sounds like a dangerous job.
Yeah. And I got two of the finest bullfighters. That's the dangerous
job. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. A bullfighter?
Yeah. And these kids are local, too. They travel with me for all my rodeos, and they know the bulls really good, and they're the protectors. You know, the guys that are getting on the back of these. I have one in particular, is 2,300 pounds, you know.
Oof.
Yeah, our good friends over at Lotto Alaska has the bull of the pen.
Hey, and
we named
him
Chase the Ace.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we love it too because, you know, if the guy covers him, he's going to win a boatload of money, that's for sure. And we got a little sidebar bounty on him. When, you know, if you draw him and ride him, you get an extra $2,000. So
Wow. There's
a lot of excitement and, you know, they pick me, you know, it's all in the luck of the draw, but there's incentives along the way. So,
that's fun.
Yeah, and the prize pot's about $5,000 to win it this weekend. Plus, you know, we have added money. So overall, probably pushing $8,000 for the winner in the bull riding. So, you know, that has a definite draw. So
yeah, for sure.
Back to the social media aspect of it, that having that information out there definitely attracts. So for a payday like
Yeah. So. I mean, and like you said, too, just even having the accolade of being, you know, being the champion of the Northernmost.
Yes.
I mean, I was chatting with Wendy from she's the race director of the Midnight Sun Run. And that's what she was saying, too, is that people look for these events because they are so unique. They're exclusive.
Yes, right.
And, you know, and I love that for you, for your for exclusive events like this, because people have to make it a point to come here.
Right.
You can't just ride. There's not a car ride, okay?
I mean,
unless you're in, you know, Delta or something, it's a car ride. But you have to make it a point to come to the interior of Alaska to compete. And that is a true, you know, that's a badge of honor in itself.
Yes.
For you. So good.
Yes.
So congratulations to you on that,
Thank
man.
You so much.
Yeah.
And that kind of is exactly the staple of how we want you know, present herself and how to have that following. And, you know, that's, and knowing, you know, like they're already checking the box for next year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, oh, they're booking it for sure.
You bet. And that's kind of how it's turned into with our big pro Extreme Bulls event up here. This past year, we had, of the top 15 bull riders in the world, we had 12 of them up here.
Wow.
And if you were to break it out even more, we had, we brought 30 bull riders up here with a $45,000 purse to win. We had, probably 25 of the top 50 bull riders in the world, but if you really squeeze it down.
Wow.
So these guys will all be at the NFR this year. So that's something to say.
You know, sir.
When they know they're putting us on their list.
That's right.
And I got to say, this cat named Hawk Witt, he's never missed it. He goes, you know, Frank, you probably don't remember me or know who I am, but I said, I do know who you are. He goes, I'm Hawk Witt. I've never missed one, and I'll never miss one ever. As long as you have them, I'll be here. And he had this grill on, I mean, like a full-on grill. All of his teeth were silver, and you could only imagine. And he's been beat up a little bit, but, boy, he's something else. And the guy can ride.
That
like
is
nobody's
awesome.
Business. He come out there with a pocket full of money. But the appreciation that these guys have on that level is another thing that really gives you the encouragement. It's the kids when you see them in the grocery store that know who you are or understand there's something, you have something to do with rodeo that really pulls on my heart chains. And then when folks like that on the highest level in the industry approach you and appreciate what you all have going on. And that part right there is so special to me. I just wish my whole team and my volunteers could be there to hear that, reciprocate that, soak it all in, you know, because I, you know, to me, it's just business as usual sometimes. And then the times to reflect, I wish everybody could hear these things so they know their appreciation of what we have to offer up here.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, that's the mission right there is to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that feels so good. So, I mean, so aside from those personal touch points, what, like, is there a favorite? Is there a crowd favorite, you know, event, activity, or your favorite? Like,
it's always the bull riding.
It's
the bull riding. And I am partial to that because that's many, many years. And it is the most dangerous sport on dirt. Probably, arguably, probably the most dangerous sport in sports.
I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. but to give credit where credit is due, you know, people love seeing beautiful women on fast horses. And we have very talented barrel racers up here in Alaska, believe it or not. And our junior rodeo program has really, really come a long way into the high school, junior high and high school ranks, too, where you have, which horses are great for all kids, believe it or not. It's the best babysitter in development of responsibility. I say this all the time. I was talking to Captain Spitzer about this the other day.
Nice.
Because his daughter, they ride horses up at our place, and they have a horse, and it's like there it is right there. It's perfect. Well, you have families that now invest lots of money in something that those kids believe in, and they become good at it. Next thing you know, they go through high school in the blink of an eye. You know, they're not chasing boys or anything. They have this, and they're going off to college.
Yeah,
and there's things happening. They're getting degrees. There's college education out there available for rodeo scholarships and what have you. So we've seen a lot of that.
Yeah.
That growth in that through our rodeos. And that's another, you know, another great thing to talk about, you know, because what's better than seeing your kid grow up 3-4 years old, and next thing you know, they're 16, 17, they're graduating, they're going to college down to Colorado or
right.
Arizona. A lot of kids have gone down to Arizona. We have a couple of vets in Colorado now.
Yeah.
Coming out of vet school in Colorado, so it's really neat.
It is neat. It is. And it's also, you know, I mean, there's a nod to the athleticism that's needed, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good way to stay healthy. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily need a sport. You just riding that horse and having to stay firm and
yes.
having to the grip and just the body strength, the full body, you
everything.
Know, everything is,
you
is,
bet.
Is
your whole
involved.
Core.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, no, it's definitely an impressive performance,
yes.
for sure.
Yes.
So if you have not heard, today is the Golden Days Rodeo and Music Fest at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds, brought to you by Jeans Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Today, okay, gates open at 3 p.m. Championship begins at 5. Performance is at 7 p.m. By David Lee Murphy. So
yeah, Credit Union One's bringing it.
That's
I tell
right.
you, that's we're so, and we'll have Lat 65 with some of the best breweries in the interior.
Yes.
Right here in the heart of Fairbanks is going to be joining us. Lat 65, Hoodoo, and then Salty's down on 2nd is going to be providing some delicious beverages as well.
There you go.
Food vendors. We have A1s in town early for some carnival
Digging
rides for
rides
the kids.
In. There
yeah,
you go.
All the kids. You know, this is all family friendly. All ages are welcome. And, you know, kids 6 and under are free. Tickets will be available at the gate, but I encourage you, you know, for these last minutes for tonight, you can stop by Fred Meyer's customer service desk
oh,
right
perfect.
Here in Fairbanks,
mm-hmm.
and or you can get them online at rodeoalaska.com. But yeah, you won't want to miss this one.
Nope.
It's going to be a dandy.
You don't want to miss it. Yeah, sometimes it's a little faster to get through the line if you get your tickets early. So
yes.
go ahead and get those. And but if you are a last minute, you know, as we sometimes are, then tickets will be sold at the door. Kids under 6 are free. And this is amazing. So thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate you coming in, sharing your passion, sharing the sportsmanship and all of the community that is rodeo. I think that's such a beautiful thing that you've bring to the state and you've brought to us today this
thank
weekend.
Thank you. So, it's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. So so I am Kayla. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director with United Way of the Tanana Valley. And today we've been visiting with Frank Holoski from Rodeo Alaska. If you're listening this morning, you're looking for something to do, if you're bored, if you don't know, if you haven't heard, then you head over to the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds and experience the northernmost rodeo in America. Whether you're a lifelong rodeo fan or brand new to the sport, it's definitely a spot to check out for sure. So until next time... this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and the partnerships, the organizations, all of the sportsmanship and all of the wonderful connections that we have that make the Tanana Valley and our beautiful state stronger. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. You guys take care and have a good one. We'll see you at the rodeo.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.